This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening and welcome in once again to the annual WQAM Florida Panthers Draft Special. It is that time again, and a reminder that even when you win the Stanley Cup and you go all the way, there is an element of business as usual that carries on, and the NHL draft is part of it. I know that the season just ended, and it ended in the best way possible back on Monday night. Panthers winning Game 7, winning their first Stanley Cup in franchise history. It's a great phrase, by the way, the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. And it's going to be fun next fall to start saying the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. We're going to use all these phrases. We are going to use them to the max, and we're going to enjoy to the max celebrating the Stanley Cup championship. Panthers bringing home Lord Stanley's Cup earlier this week. And, of course, the parade's going to be on Sunday at 11 in Fort Lauderdale down by the beach. You don't want to miss that, and all the information is available at floridapanthers.com. But tonight, round one of the NHL draft. Tomorrow, rounds two through seven of the NHL draft. Monday, free agency. Folks, don't look now, but Monday, it's already going to be the month of July. That's right. It's going to come fast and furious. This summer is already starting to fly by. And again, this might sound a little bit out of left field, but in less than 3 months, the Panthers have a preseason game on the schedule. So again, next season is going to come around before you know it. And that's all the more reason to make sure that you enjoy to the max, enjoy to the fullest, the fact that the Panthers are the 2024 Stanley Cup champions. Doug Plagans here with you. We'll be with you until 10 o'clock Eastern. We're doing this from South Florida, but we do have Jameson Olive on the ground out there at Sphere in Las Vegas, the site of the 2024 NHL draft. So we're going to check in with him coming up later on in the program here. Hour number three, we'll get out to Jameson in Vegas. Coming up in just a few moments, next segment, as a matter of fact, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, is going to be stopping by. You guessed it, we're going to talk a little bit about the Panthers winning the Stanley Cup, the playoff run, the season that was, but we'll also get some thoughts from Billy on the fact that the draft is set to get going here in just a few moments' time out there in Vegas, and talk about what the draft means to young draft-eligible players as they get set to embark on the next chapter of their hockey journeys. And coming up in hour number two, Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press is going to be stopping by as well. So lots to get to. Those are the guests we have on tap. We're going to, as things roll along as well, get to some audio. We've got some sound from Paul Maurice. We've got some sound from Sam Bennett, Carter Verhaeghe, following the Panthers winning Game 7, winning the Stanley Cup earlier this week. We also have a conversation that Jameson Olive just mentioned him. He had a conversation with Sergei Bobrovsky yesterday in Vegas as the NHL Awards were last night. Caught up with Sergei, got some thoughts from him. So we'll have that coming up later on in the hour here as well. We will later on in hour number three also get to a series of montages, folks. We are going to go back down memory lane and relive all the series clinchers that the Panthers had during this playoff run, during this spring. We'll go back to Game 5 against the Lightning, Game 6 against the Bruins, Game 6 against the Rangers, and Game 7 against the Edmonton Oilers. So lots on tap for you here this evening. We'll also get you caught up on some of the transactions that have taken place. With the NHL draft, of course, comes kind of the end of the NHL calendar for the year. And with the Panthers having been on that playoff run, we'll give you a free pass if you've missed some of the movements, some of the trades, some of the things that have taken place over the last number of days here. As we know, all of you were enthralled and captivated by the Panthers winning the Stanley Cup, but there has been some shuffling taking place. And as I mentioned, with the draft coming, with free agency on tap shortly after that, it is going to be time to start taking a look at how teams, how rosters are shaping up. Already looking ahead to the 24-25 season. And I can't reiterate it enough. It's crazy to think about, but the Panthers have a preseason game on the schedule less than 3 months away. So we are going to have to get to celebrating. I know we've already gotten to celebrating, but we're going to have to continue celebrating and really enjoy this Stanley Cup championship to the max, because next season is going to be here before we know it. And we have gotten clarification on that, by the way. Jameson Olive and I chatted with Dan Rosen from NHL.com one time on an episode of the Territory Talk podcast, and we asked specifically, when can we start saying next season? When is this season no longer this season? When does this season become last season? It pretty much is the start of free agency, July 1st. That is when the NHL calendar restarts. So right now we're kind of at the tail end of the NHL calendar with the draft. By the way, the Panthers in this NHL draft, for those of you keeping track, as things currently stand, we will not have any of the Panthers picks on the air during our broadcast tonight. The Panthers don't pick until the 97th overall selection. That's going to be tomorrow in round three. So pick number 97 in round three, pick number 129 in round four, pick number 141 in round five, pick number 193 in round six, and pick number 225 in round seven. As things currently stand, those are the Panthers' selections, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. So they don't have a first or a second rounder, but they will be selecting, as things currently stand, in rounds 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. We're going to hear a montage of Game 7 coming up in just a moment. And then we've got Danny Garcia on the other side of the glass, who's been a South Florida sports fan his entire life, and interested in getting some thoughts from him on how the on what it meant to see the Panthers bring home their first Stanley Cup in franchise history. We were talking about it off the air, but this century we've now seen the Marlins, the Heat, now the Panthers win Stanley Cups. So Miami Dolphins, you're up as far as the South Florida sports scenes are sports teams are concerned in terms of winning a championship and completing the getting all four teams a title in the in this century. But I want to get to a few things first. I mentioned we're going to hear from Billy Lindsay coming up next segment. And a lot of people have asked about what it meant, Game 7, Panthers winning the Stanley Cup. I think first and foremost, that series, that Stanley Cup final, it had a little bit of everything. It had twists and turns and obviously went to a Game 7, and you had two worthy opponents. It was a heavyweight matchup. And for a couple of teams that are more geographically separated than any other combatants that we've ever seen in a Stanley Cup final, it started to feel like, as time went on, maybe those two teams were destined to play each other. Maybe they were on some kind of a collision course. And then the series came along, and you obviously have the star power. You have Matthew Tkachuk, Alexander Barkov, Sergei Bobrovsky. The list goes on. Gus Forsling, maybe his whose stock rose more during the Stanley Cup playoffs and whose star grew more in the Stanley Cup playoffs than anybody else in the National Hockey League. And then on the other side, you have Connor McDavid, you got Leon Draisaitl, and you got Evan Bouchard, and you have just a quality team over there on the other side. You had the head coaching matchup between Paul Maurice, over a quarter century as a National Hockey League head coach, looking for his first ring, up against Chris Knobloch, who took over early in the season. People forget that. Edmonton stumbled out of the gate, made a coaching change, had a 3-9-2 record when Chris Knobloch took over at the helm. And then these two teams met in the Stanley Cup final, and it was one for the ages. And I know it's easy for us to say down here in South Florida that the series was a classic and Game 7 was an instant classic because the Panthers came out on top. But I think it was a banner night, not only for the Florida Panthers, for sports fans in South Florida, for the The sports scene down here. But it was a banner night for the National Hockey League, and the TV ratings reflected that, and the reaction that we've seen since the Panthers won the Stanley Cup reflected that on a Monday night. I know a lot of people were wondering, why is this game on a Monday night? Well, I think it played into the league's hands. Honestly, there was no competition. All eyes were on Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, and boy, did it deliver. No shortage of drama, and it was everything you'd want in a Game 7. And who says you need to have a 6-5 game to have excitement? That was two worthy opponents, two heavyweights, leaving it all on the line. And the Panthers came out on top, 2-1 the final in Game 7 to bring home their first Stanley Cup. And as that game ended, now I can speak for myself, thought of all the people I've come across over the course of my time down here in South Florida, whether it be people on the hockey side, people on the business side, and all of you who've supported this team out there, folks, whether you're somebody who's a new Panthers fan, and I know the buzz has grown and a lot of people have gravitated toward the Panthers here recently, and we love that. We love seeing that, but also all the people I've come across who've been a fan since the Miami Arena days and the people who were season ticket holders from day one. This one was for all of you, and I want all of us to enjoy this, enjoy it to the max. And it just made you think of all the people who've supported this team so much. And I've mentioned this to a number of people, but being able to call those games alongside an original Panther, Billy Lindsay, who we're going to hear from coming up next segment, it would have been the thrill of a lifetime anyway, but that made it even more of a thrill. And oddly enough, June 24th, 1993 was the original expansion draft for the Panthers when they filled out that original roster when Billy Lindsay became a Florida Panther and really has been a lifelong Panther ever since. And June 24th, 2024, that was the night the Panthers won their first Stanley Cup, exactly 31 years to the date of the original expansion draft. And being able to call those games alongside Billy to see what the organization winning the uniform, what all of it still means to him 31 years later, just made it all that much more special. We're going to get some thoughts from him coming up next segment. We're going to get some thoughts from Danny Garcia on the other side of the glass here in just a moment. But first, though, let's get to the montage of Game 7. Let's relive some of the key plays, the goals, some big saves, and the final call, the conclusion of the game. This was Game 7 back on Monday, which, again, is the most historic day in Panthers franchise history as they finished off the 2024 playoffs and won their first Stanley Cup.
Verhaeghe works the inboards then, has it in the trapezoid. Rodriguez near side, the power play's over. Shot tip, they score! Rodriguez got it on net! It was tipped out in front, and the Panthers have the first one here in Game 7. 15:33 to go in the first, and the Panthers are on the board. It was Carter Verhaeghe in front getting a stick on it.
Out to the right point for CeCe, down along the boards, then Dreisaitl. Fogle cuts out front, and a save by Bobrovsky, and then it's pushed away out of harm's way by Kulikov, and the Panthers break it out quickly. Here's Reinhardt at the right wing side. Reinhardt to the right circle. A shot, and he scores! Sam Reinhardt gives the Panthers a 2-1 lead here in Game 7. 4:49 to play here in the middle frame. And Sam Reinhardt out of the right circle gives the Panthers the lead.
McDavid out to the line, a drive and a save made by Bobrovsky that time on Bouchard. Dreisaitl up top. Ekholm across one time. Bouchard, save made by Bobrovsky with the pad. Out to the line again, Bouchard. He'll hold it for the Oilers. Long shot in front of chance. Whacked at. And somehow, some way, that stays out of the net.
Oh my goodness, wow.
What a pile up down there. And somehow Bobrovsky on top of it. And Zach Hyman looked like he had a wide open net and he wasn't able to cash in. And the Panthers remain up a goal with 7:02 to go here in the third. 23 seconds left. 2-1 Panthers. Fans to their feet. Bouchard pass missed. Dreisaitl down to our right. Forsling in the corner. He'll try and hold this. 10 seconds left. 2-1 Panthers. A dream 30 years in the making,
yeah!
Is a reality.
Whoa!
The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
Lord Stanley is coming home. You always will have a place in South Florida.
A Game 7 highlights there. We can't get enough of it. And as I always say, I just hope everybody enjoys all the broadcasts as much as we enjoy doing the broadcast. But safe to say that's my favorite one that that we've ever had. By the way, looks like we are underway out at Sphere in Las Vegas with the NHL draft. The Sharks are on the clock, and I think they're going up to the podium. This has been one of those drafts, or this is one of those drafts, where we've known that Macklin Celebrini was going to be the number one pick in this draft probably since before last year's draft. So this is kind of a foregone conclusion coming up here. He's got some Bay Area ties as well. So, again, it would be an earth-shattering shock if they did not select Macklin Celebrini. It looks like they've made their selection. The San Jose Sharks have. The number one pick is in, and we await the final announcement here. But that seems to be what is going to be taking place. Macklin Celebrini will be the number one selection, we think. So we'll confirm that in just a moment. Danny Garcia on the other side of the glass. We're going to get to Bill Lindsay coming up next segment. But Danny, you're a lifelong South Florida sports fan. You and I were talking off the air a little bit. And first, I got to say, before we even get your thoughts on this, you probably were back in the studio. A lot of the folks out there tuned in. One of the unsung heroes of the Panthers radio network is Danny Garcia. Probably on the board back in the studio for what, 80, maybe 90% of not just the playoffs, but of Panthers games this season. You, Trevor Harris, Dan Day worked some, but you worked the vast majority of them. Huge thanks to all of you guys. But Danny, I can speak for all of us. Knowing you're back there, it was always comforting. And we thank you for everything that you've done all season, that you've done for us over the last few seasons. A joy to work with. We appreciate the hard work always. And for all the listeners out there, Danny is usually the guy back there. But Danny, you're a lifelong South Florida sports fan. I just want to get a sense from you. What did it mean as those final seconds ticked away?
Oh, man. How to put this into words. You got to understand, from the generation I came from, I grew up in Miami when there was no Florida Panthers. There were no Florida Marlins. There was no Miami Heat. There was the Miami Dolphins, and there was the Miami Hurricanes, and that was it. And then there was this glorious age in the late 80s, early 90s, when the Heat started playing, and then the Marlins came around, and then the Panthers came around, and you would say, it was just amazing that you had professional teams that you could go down to the arena, you can catch a game, you can see a Mark Messier, you can go down, you can catch a Roy Halladay throwing a game against the Marlins. You can go down, you can see Michael Jordan, you can see Mike Johnson. It was just such a mind-blowing thing. And then right out the gate, if you remember some of those early years, you had the Marlins in 97 making their first World Series run. And then right on the heels of that, you had the Panther Stanley Cup run. And the Heat had at that time had just got Alonzo Mourning. So it was just such an amazing time, and it was so great. It felt like we were finding a professional sports city. And now, watching the Panthers kind of complete, the infinite gauntlet, if you will, of championships. We have the Dolphins from the 70s, and then we got the Heat and the Marlins and the Panthers. We complete it. It's like we're a real sports town from top to bottom. It feels like validation of it. And working closely with the Panthers over the last 6 years, I really appreciate those words you said, about, me being behind the board and doing the majority of the games for the last 6 years for you guys, and all the other guys who stepped in and done games. Dan Day, you mentioned, Vlad Lusant, Trevor Harris,
yeah.
Vlad, for me personally, just to watch this transformation of this team from a team that had some lean years, and then you see the Hornquist come, and then you start to see like the change in philosophy down here of a winning culture was really instilled, and to see it all kind of come home the other night, I mean, it just meant the world to me, and it just meant total validation for Miami sports and for South Florida sports, and I couldn't be prouder of the Panthers. I don't think I've washed this Barkov jersey that I have. I don't think I've washed it in a month. I think I'm gonna say when the calendar year turns over on the first you were mentioning, Doug, I'll finally wash this jersey. Because I didn't want, we were in such a great playoff run, I don't want to mess with the luck. So for me, I mean, wow. And it was just an incredible experience, one I'll never forget.
And that's the vibe you get from everybody. Again, like I said, it was, you think of all the people who followed this team through the thick and thin and hope that one day they would get the chance to see the Panthers lift the Stanley Cup. And that day came back on Monday night. And I was going to say, Danny Garcia on the other side of the glass, proudly rocking his Barkov jersey. And I'm glad you didn't wash it. I'm not a terribly superstitious guy, but when something's rolling,
you go with
it. You don't mess with it. You just don't mess with it. If something's working, you just keep going with it. And so we appreciate that. We give you full permission to get it freshened up so it's ready for next season, Danny. That's what we – because there's not a lot of time. Like, by the time you draw – if you get it dry clean, by the time you pick it up, next season, the preseason's going to be coming around. That would be a really slow dry cleaner. But I'm just trying to make the connection here and let you know how close next season is to coming around. So again, this is something that meant a lot to a lot of different people, meant a ton to Bill Lindsay, and we're going to talk to him next. Coming up later on, we'll check in with Jameson all about at Sphere in Vegas. We will hear from Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press. They're getting rolling with the NHL draft, so we'll let you know how the draft is cruising along. We'll check in with all of that. We are going to keep you updated on the draft. It is the annual Panthers draft show. As things currently stand, the Panthers don't pick until the third round. We're not going to have that for you during this three-hour block of time. But, hey, that's the good news. We're with you for 3 hours up until 10 o'clock, and it's going to take on a lot of a year-in-review feel here on this draft special because, we have a few things to review. We have a few things to look back on and look back on fondly from this 23-24 Florida Panthers season. We'll check in with Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network. We're coming up on the other side of the break. Doug Plagans with you. Danny Garcia on the other side of the glass. It's the annual Florida Panthers draft special right here on 560 Sports WQAM.
Back to the NHL draft. Fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. On the home of the Stanley Cup champion, Florida Panthers. AM 560 Sports, WQAM. FM 99.9 HD2. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. It's the annual draft show, Panthers draft show, right here on 560 WQAM with you until 10 p.m. Eastern. And, well, the Panthers don't pick until the third round. They pick in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh rounds. And none of those picks are going to be tonight. So we are going to be focusing more on the season that was. And, well, we have plenty to focus on from the season that was because the Panthers won the Stanley Cup back on Monday night. So we have a lot of things that we can look back on and look back on them fondly as we go through the 3 hours. Again, we will check in with Jameson Olive from Sphere in Vegas coming up in hour number three. Hour number two, we'll hear from Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press. We've got some sound from Paul Maurice, Sergei Bobrovsky, Sam Bennett, Carter Verhaeghe as well. We'll listen back to all the series clinchers from the playoff run. We'll get you caught up on some of the other activity going on across the National Hockey League. We do have some draft picks that are in. It was kind of a foregone conclusion at number one. The Sharks took Macklin Celebrini. With the number two pick, the Chicago Blackhawks have taken a defenseman, Artem Levchinov. So two players off the board in the draft. Joining us now out on the guest line, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, kind enough to stop by. Billy, first thing I got to ask you, has it totally set in yet what took place back on Monday night, the Panthers winning the Stanley Cup for the first time in franchise history? We welcome you in. And again, has it completely set in yet for you?
Yeah, not totally. It's kind of been a whirlwind. I can't believe haven't been even out partying and just kind of catching up here. I was so wired from emotions. It took me almost 2 days to kind of regroup from everything. Just swirling, your head just goes everywhere. You just can't believe what's happening, and the Panthers won the Stanley Cup, and man, it's just a wild scene to kind of wrap your head around. It's been surreal. Seeing all the pictures and seeing the boys get after it with the party, and has been phenomenal. Just enjoying it, and just to know that we're finally Stanley Cup champions down here, Doug, is just such an incredible feeling. Every time you wake up in the morning, that's the best part of all these days, when you first wake up in the morning and like, hey, man, we're Stanley Cup champs. So it's a really good way to start your day.
Billy Lindsay, kind enough to stop by here with us. And I said it right off the top, the phrase Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. Come next fall, the phrase defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. I don't think we're ever going to get tired of those. But, Billy, plain and simple, especially now that you've had a few days to digest it, the Panthers winning the Stanley Cup. As somebody who was down here from the outset, Billy, it sounds cliche because obviously it's important, but Billy, how big is this moving forward for the organization to finally have this feather in their cap?
It is, because the good start we had in the 90s, but the down years we got kicked around, we got pushed, and we had the rally towels at the game, all six of us. All the opposing fan bases would say congratulations to all six of your fans after we'd maybe win a game, but there was 20,000 strong during the playoffs. We were playing Winnipeg this year. During the regular season, there was 18,000 in there. We've made the playoffs four straight years, the President's Trophy, back-to-back Stanley Cups. We've beaten Boston twice in the playoffs. We've beaten the Maple Leafs, the Hurricanes, the Rangers, just Tampa Bay. You keep going down the list, and the Edmonton Oilers. It's quite an accomplishment the last couple of years. So any fan base that wants to come after us now, all you got to say is Stanley Cup champions and then mic drop. You're done. You're out. That ends any conversation. So it's huge down here to see the swing and what has happened. We're going to continue with the growth. The minor programs, 5 to 9 year old kids, that kind of age group is going to be excited to play hockey, and you're going to see it just grow by leaps and bounds. And this fan base richly deserved. We took some heat. They stuck around. And when it came back, this Panther team, along with ownership, Mr. Viola, they earned that. This team earned the trust of the fans, and they backed them. And that was a big part of the success. That rink for the Panthers was loud, and it was a big-time home ice advantage.
Bill Lindsay, kind enough to stop by and reminisce about what took place less than a week ago. And by the way, the parade coming up Sunday, 11 a.m. along A1A, along the beach in Fort Lauderdale, floridapanthers.com, for all the information on the proceedings as far as that's concerned. Billy, again, now that you've had a little bit of time to digest it, I've talked to a few people, and there were some great moments, and there are going to be some great lasting images from the playoff run, going all the way back to what's known as the bobbery, the save that Sergei Bobrovsky made on Matt Dumba in round one, going back to, for example, the Rangers series when the Panthers were actually down 2-1 in that series, going to overtime in game four, and Sam Reinhart scored to tie the series at 2-2, and the Panthers really never looked back, or going to the Cup celebration when you saw some guys who've been at it for a long time, whether it be Barkov and Ekblad, who've been here their whole careers, or a guy like Oliver Ekman-Larsson, or a guy like Kyle Okposo raise the Stanley Cup. But Billy, as the last few days have gone by, the image that seems to jump into my mind first, thinking back to Monday, is first, not only just saying, I've mentioned this to a lot of people, how special it was to go through that playoff run calling the games with you, because I could tell that 31 years after the Panthers were born, you still, it just means so much to you to see this team win. But the other image from the celebration that stands out to me is Paul Maurice lifting the Stanley Cup. And that's where I wanted to ask you, Bill, is there an image that you think is going to be the lasting one if you had to pinpoint one from the playoff run?
There's going to be the original, as far as like the actual playoffs, the whole run, or just the celebration with the trophy?
No, you can take it from the celebration, and if there was one key play from the run that you think stands out the most, what do you think? What jumps to your mind?
The Bobrovsky save is up there. So that is one save that you look back on as that was momentum turning at that time. Maybe you could have flipped that Tampa Bay series around. So that one is huge. But the Stanley Cup parade, celebration after it, the original for Barkov, the first Finnish captain to go over and lift that trophy and take the lap. I'm going to remember that forever. Just seeing Barkov and what he's meant, because there's been some down years for him. There's been some failure. Him and Ekblad sticking around, going through some lean times. The handoff to Bobrovsky, what he did in that last game was stellar. For him, he punches his ticket to the Hall of Fame. Sergei Bobrovsky's in. And the same thing that you mentioned with Paul Maurice, actually got to see him a couple of days after the Cup. And after 26 years behind the bench, that game was so monumental for him. He can say he would come back and like to get another crack at it, but if you've been doing it for that long and you're into Game 7 and you blow a 3-0 lead and you lose that game, how do you regroup in the summer? How do you come back and get motivated to go through training camp and go through 82 games, all the playoffs, try and just basically doing your best to get back to that point. That moment may never come back again for Paul Maurice to see him kiss that cup and just the sense of kind of feel the weight of it. And he felt the weight of it, but the weight was off his shoulders at the same time. So you got to know him, and he's such an incredibly nice. He's such an incredibly nice guy, Doug, for what he's meant to this franchise. So that when he closed his eyes and he kissed that cup, I think that's the one that's kind of burned into my memory forever. The Barkov, all that with the players, but Paul Maurice, it's that one on the bench, and then all the players, as soon as he opened his eyes from lifting that cup, all the players were directly in front of him. That's the image that will last forever.
Yeah, that's how I feel as well. It's one that's always going to come to mind when I think about that night. And there were a lot of lasting images from that night. And you're happy for everybody who was involved in that in any way. But that image of Paul Maurice. Billy, I want to ask you about that, too. It's easy for us to say that Game 7 was an instant classic because the Panthers came out on top and won the Stanley Cup. But that Game 7, just for the sport of hockey, how big was that night? Because the TV ratings speak to it. The numbers were great across the continent, across the country. But I think that was a banner night for the National Hockey League, too, because that game had everything that you would want from a Game 7. What did you think that game meant overall?
You're looking at one of the greatest Stanley Cup finals of all time. Who won the Stanley Cup in 2002? I'm not quite sure. I remember 2011, Vancouver. They burnt down the city, Boston, won in seven games. I kind of remember St. Louis when they were in last place. It was a good playoff series for the Blues. Go back to 94, the Messier guarantee, and the New York Rangers break that streak. There are certain Stanley Cups that stand out that were good. This one was off the charts good because you're looking at the last team to come back from a 3-0 deficit to tie at 3-3, you still got to go back to 1945. It was 42 the Leafs won, but still 1945 the last time a team forced a Game 7. So the ebbs and flows, and you got the best player in the world, Connor McDavid, going crazy for some games to get Edmonton to drag them back into this. And the Panthers are on the edge of it would be the biggest disappointment and biggest, I don't know, choke or whatever you want to call it, collapse. I guess collapse is the best word in NHL history. There's no sugarcoating it. That's how big Game 7 was. And you have the whole sporting world tuned in to see Connor McDavid, to see the Panthers, if they can fight it off. And the Panthers go out there. There's only three penalties called in the whole game. It's 5-on-5, and the players are going a zillion miles an hour. You know there's nothing going to be left in the tank, and they're diving over bodies, blocking shots. You cannot ask for a better advertisement for the sport than what you had in the totality of that Stanley Cup final. And you just put a real cherry on top of it at the end with that game number 7.
Yeah, it was an outstanding game, about as good as it gets. Panthers winning that Game 7 against the Edmonton Oilers back on Monday night to take home their first Stanley Cup. And, Billy, before we get you out of here, one last one here. And because this is the annual draft show, and I mentioned it off the top that the Panthers don't pick until the third round. The draft is going on this weekend, of course. But a draft, if you wanted to throw out a draft memory, when you think back to that 1991 NHL draft, what comes to mind for you? And if you had to just illustrate how big this weekend is for so many draft-eligible hockey players around the globe as they hope to hear their name called, how special is the draft weekend?
Yeah, everyone knows the first-round picks, but you're talking around. And my agent told me I was trying out for the U.S. Olympic team in St. Cloud, Minnesota. So I was by a payphone. There was no cell phones back in those days. And my agent said maybe probably late second round, third round. And the phone's not ringing. And you're kind of, what's happening? And there's no draft coverage that you can watch. You're just waiting. I was waiting by the cell phone for 3 hours in a dormitory in St. Cloud University. Wait, is this thing ever... He had the number. Is this thing ever going to ring? And then finally it rings and says, And that was the whole Lindros saga that was going on with the Quebec Nordiques at that time. He's not going to play there, but they're going to draft him anyway. They pick it up, said, you've been drafted by the... He told me he went a little later than expected with Quebec in the fifth round, but Quebec's a really good team to start with because at this moment they're kind of in a rebuild and it's not going very well. So my agent was happy with the team that I went to in fifth round. I didn't care. Fifth round, I'm drafted. I got a chance. And that's all you need. It's proven that if you have the work ethic and determination, if you're drafted sixth round, first round, if you know that you got it inside you, that you can make it work somehow, some way, you'll get to the NHL and you'll get a chance. And then it's once you get to the NHL, then it's up to you to stay there. And that's the beauty of this day. The dreams are going to be realized for all these kids. You're going to be going to training camps. You're going to get a chance. And once you're drafted, you set your own trajectory. Go after it and try and make your dream a reality.
Bill Lindsay, our guest here, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network. And Billy, I mentioned it last segment. We got Danny Garcia on the other side of the glass here. I mentioned it to him, one of the unsung heroes of the Panthers Radio Network. And we couldn't do it without all the hard work that he does back behind the scenes. And Billy, I said it before, I'll say it again. Nobody I'd rather be alongside on that playoff run up there in the booth, because it would have been the thrill of a lifetime anyway. But being able to witness it alongside you, to see what all this meant to you along the way, nobody I would have rather shared that with. And thanks for everything over the course of the year. It was an unbelievable ride, and it still is amazing, and maybe hasn't fully set in yet that we can use the phrase Florida Panthers Stanley Cup champions.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. You know what? It was a pleasure. You're such a professional, and to get into the real treat, because I don't travel a lot with you, the real special part of me was traveling with you without the course of the playoffs, and going down into the food courts and eating and just kind of bouncing around, and the airport travels that we had and the cars and just kind of the different stories. That's the stuff that's going to stick with me for a lifetime in the memories. And I just calling the games and some of the calls that you had and just watching you do it, and kind of jealous. You're a perfectionist at your work, and anytime that you maybe miss a syllable, I point it out because I screw everything up.
So, no, you don't. We couldn't do it without you, Billy.
All that stuff, Doug, was, it's just, that's what I'm going to remember. And I got to know you now even more as a friend, and all those things that the journey that we went through, that's the memories, my friend. And it was glorious. And I was so happy to be along by the ride for you. And I'm going to remember it forever.
Yep, it will. It'll be etched in the memory forever. It was a special time, and hey, the beauty of it too is this Panthers team's not done. This is a team that's going to be a contender for a long time to come. So hopefully, everybody enjoys this to the max. But hey, they're going to be the defending Stanley Cup champions coming up in the fall, and I don't think this group is done. Billy Lindsay, our guest here, kind enough to stop by. Billy, as always, thanks so much for your time, and we will talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, Doug. Hopefully there's a trade or something that happens.
Yeah, we're keeping tabs on it. Seems like things are – last year, the whole first round in Nashville, they never – the commissioner never had to come out and let us know that there was a trade. So I know people love to hear that kind of thing. So maybe we'll get some fireworks out at the Sphere.
We'll get some fireworks for you.
something to – a little curveball. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Billy Lindsay, our guest. Thanks so much, Billy, for stopping by.
Take care, buddy.
That is Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network. He mentioned the food courts, folks. We can bring you behind the curtain on that a little bit. When we were in New York for the Eastern Conference Final, bringing you behind the curtains a little bit, folks, get close to your radio, your phone, your laptop, wherever you're tuned in right now. Gather around, because Uncle Doug's got a story for you. We were in New York for the Eastern Conference Final, and of course, the Panthers would have been, I'm trying to think of where this, how it all went. We were there for game 1 and 2 of that series. And then, of course, we were there for 5. And then the Panthers won it in 6 at home. So game 1, the Panthers, they won game 1. We went to the food court before the night before game one. This food court at the big train station, Moynihan Food Hall, for those of you familiar with the territory, it's right by Madison Square Garden. And then we went to a diner for dinner the night before game two, and the Panthers didn't win game two. And the diner was good. It's not the diner's fault, but when we went back for game five, Billy and I were talking about where we're going to go to eat, and we said, well, the food court won. The diner didn't. So that's how we decided where we were going to go to dinner before game five. And we went to the food court, and the Panthers won game five. So big thanks to the food court out there at Moynihan Train Station for all the fine work they did during the playoff run. Great meals, and whether or not it had anything to do with anything, gave us some peace of mind. We thank them very much for the contributions. And we thank Billy Lindsay for stopping by as well. Folks, we're going to step aside. We'll come back. One more segment to go here in hour number one, but we're with you till 10 o'clock. We've still got Jamison Olive stopping by later. Tim Reynolds coming up next hour as well. We're going to get to a reset of what's going on at the NHL draft out there at Sphere in Vegas, where Jamison Olive is out there wandering around. If you look close enough at your TV, maybe you'll see him at the Sphere. Oh, it's Sphere, not the Sphere. Sorry, everybody. It's a mistake. It's Sphere, not the Sphere. For those of you scoring at home, we'll step aside. We'll be back. We've got the final segment of hour number one. Some sound bites on the other side from Paul Maurice and Sergei Bobrovsky next, right here on the Panthers Draft Spectacular on 560 Sports WQAM.
For more of the NHL Draft, fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks on the home of the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back on the annual Panthers Draft Show, which has taken on more of a year-in-review feel because the Panthers don't have a first-round pick. They're not picking until the third round, 97th overall, and we will not be on the air when that inevitably happens, but we're on the air now, and we're on the air with you till 10 o'clock Eastern, and that's why we are going to be doing a lot of reminiscing, and we'll keep you updated on everything going on out at Sphere in Vegas, where, again, Jamison Olive is out there, and we will check in with him in hour number three. Tim Reynolds coming up in hour number two. We're with you until 10. First five selections in the NHL draft. Macklin Celebrini to the Sharks, number one. That's been expected for well over a year at this point. It was a foregone conclusion. He went number one to the Sharks. At number two, the Blackhawks took Artem Levchinov, a defenseman out of Michigan State. The Anaheim Ducks selected a forward out of the Ontario Hockey League from Oshawa, Beckett Senecky at the third pick. Caden Lindstrom, the Blue Jackets chose him out of Medicine Hat of the Western Hockey League, a centerman, a 6'3 center at the number four pick, and the Montreal Canadiens choosing right winger Ivan Demidov out of St. Petersburg over in Russia, a winger. The Montreal Canadiens selected him fifth overall. A lot of the expert mock drafts, things like that, had him going as high as number two. Craig Button, we know him from TSN, from SiriusXM NHL Radio. Heard him earlier today throw out a Nikita Kucherov comparison to Ivan Demidov. And worth noting, because Montreal is an Atlantic Division team, and that is a team that is on the up and up. The Atlantic Division not getting any easier. So maybe down the road, that's a guy that Panthers fans, you may see suiting up for the Montreal Canadiens. Apparently an electrifying winger in Ivan Demidov, selected by Montreal. So five picks in out at the NHL draft at Sphere in Vegas. We'll keep you updated on all that. Coming up in the next segment, we will get you caught up on the draft, but also on some of the transactions that have taken place across the National Hockey League. I know with the Panthers in the midst of that Stanley Cup run, it was maybe easy to glance over some of the things that were taking place elsewhere. So we'll get you caught up. We'll run back through some of the transactions of the last couple of weeks, because there were some notable ones and some that affected Eastern Conference teams that we're going to keep an eye on. So again, we'll get to that coming up next segment, but we're going to get to some sound bites here. Want to get to a few bites. We have Sergei Bobrovsky in a moment, but first we will hear from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, and this isn't going to going to be all we hear from Paul Maurice, but a couple of sound bites from Paul Maurice. This is from post-game, after Game 7, after the Panthers won the Stanley Cup. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on responding for Game 7 with that win after three straight losses to Edmonton and how the Panthers kept the focus en route to winning the Cup in Game 7. Danny?
Stanley Cup. I didn't win the Stanley Cup tonight. That is completely different. Not that I thought this was all about me. It certainly didn't help me. It puts me in a more good word. But that's what I don't understand.
It's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there. We're going to hear more from him later on as we cruise along throughout the draft special here. But last night out at the awards in Vegas, Jameson Olive, who we're going to hear from later on, he caught up with Panthers goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky, who at that point had a few days to digest being a Stanley Cup champion. And, well, the first thing Jameson asked him was how it feels having won the Cup.
Yeah, it's been great, definitely. Emotions are a little bit settled. Yeah, it's great to be here now around the one of the best hockey players in the world at this time. So it's a privilege to be here.
What's it mean to be at an event like this? I'm sure you're getting a lot of congratulations from everyone you run into.
Yeah, it's you know, it's definitely great. It's a great feeling. We made it all the way, and it was a tough run. We went through a lot, and yeah, it's definitely we're happy.
Did you have a one kind of moment yet where things really sunk in?
I think especially after the game was over, you know, that first seconds, that was crazy. And the first lift of the cup, that was a special too, like a dream come true, and you just, the emotions and everything, it was pretty cool, and I got to remember this for the rest of my life for sure.
And awards tonight, what does it mean to you? Obviously, you've won two Vezina trophies before, but to get back here again so many years after your last win, just the longevity of your career.
Yeah, it's special. It's definitely special for me. It's an honor to be here, you know, as I said, to in around the best hockey players at this time. So, yeah, I'm going to enjoy myself here, and yeah, going to celebrate the finish of the season.
You've been a Vezina nominee at different eras of the NHL. What's it been like for you to kind of see goaltending evolve throughout your career as well?
Yeah, it's also, I say that after the on the All-Star game, that it's a special moment for me to be like in the new, around the new generation, our new generation goalies, you know, like the best goalies. So and be, for me, be around them, it's a special, and it's an honor.
And the party's probably going all summer, but how much are you looking forward to the parade coming up on Sunday?
It's gonna be great for sure. I'm looking forward to share this moment with our fans. They deserve it, and yeah, it's gonna be fun. I'm excited for that, and it's gonna be great.
Sergei Bobrovsky, Panthers goaltender right there. Certainly a Conn Smythe worthy performance. Connor McDavid wound up winning the award, but he was outstanding on that playoff run. And Sergei Bobrovsky, two Vezinas, nominated again this year, putting together a Hall of Fame career and adding a Stanley Cup championship to the resume. He is a no-doubter Hall of Famer at this point. Still a lot of runway to go and a lot of good hockey ahead for Sergei Bobrovsky. As we close out hour number one here on the annual draft special, quick reminder, folks, there is a preseason game less than 3 months away. So the page is going to turn pretty quickly. And that's why you can join the wait list for a 24-25 nightly suites. Be first in line to select your games and suites next season. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/nightly suites. Call 954-835-PUCK and place your deposit today. You want to get a suite for next season. And if you're not looking for a suite, but you're looking to bring a group out to a game, group deposits for next season are on sale now. Organize your next outing at Amerant Bank Arena. Enjoy VIP experiences at a Panthers game next season. Secure your exclusive fan experience today at FloridaPanthers.com/groups. Big thanks to Billy Lindsay for stopping by in hour number one. Doug Plagans with you. Danny Garcia on the other side of the glass. Coming up next hour, Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press will stop by. Jameson Olive in hour number three from Sphere in Vegas. Coming up next, we'll recap what's going on out at Sphere as far as the NHL draft is concerned, and we'll get you caught up on some of the transactions that have taken place across the National Hockey League over the last couple of weeks. I know with the Panthers on that cup run, might have been easy to look past some of the other things that were going on across the league. Some Eastern Conference foes of the Panthers loading up in some areas. So we will talk about that. Coming up next, hour number one of the books, with you till 10 Eastern, talking Panthers, talking NHL draft, reminiscing on the season that was on the Panthers draft special right here on 560 Sports WQAM.
For more of the NHL draft, fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, on the home of the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back on the annual Panthers Draft Show, which has taken on more of a year-in-review feel because the Panthers don't have a first-round pick. They're not picking until the third round, 97th overall, and we will not be on the air when that inevitably happens. But we're on the air now, and we're on the air with you until 10 o'clock Eastern, and that's why we are going to be doing a lot of reminiscing, and we'll keep you updated on everything going on out at Sphere in Vegas, where, again, Jameson Olive is out there. And we will check in with him in hour number three. Tim Reynolds coming up in hour number two. We're with you until 10. First five selections in the NHL draft. Macklin Celebrini to the Sharks, number one. That's been expected for well over a year at this point. It was a foregone conclusion. He went number one to the Sharks. At number two, the Blackhawks took Artem Levchinov, a defenseman out of Michigan State. The Anaheim Ducks selected a forward out of the Ontario Hockey League from Oshawa, Beckett Seneki at the third pick. Caden Lindstrom, the Blue Jackets chose him out of Medicine Hat of the Western Hockey League, a centerman, a 6'3 center at the number four pick, and the Montreal Canadiens choosing right winger Ivan Demidov out of St. Petersburg over in Russia, a winger. The Montreal Canadiens selected him fifth overall. A lot of the expert mock drafts, things like that, had him going as high as number two. Craig Button, we know him from TSN, from SiriusXM NHL Radio. Heard him earlier today throw out a Nikita Kucherov comparison to Ivan Demidov. And worth noting, because Montreal is an Atlantic Division team, and that is a team that is on the up and up. The Atlantic Division not getting any easier. So maybe down the road, that's a guy that Panthers fans, you may see suiting up for the Montreal Canadiens. Apparently an electrifying winger in Ivan Demidov, selected by Montreal. So five picks in out at the NHL draft at Sphere in Vegas. We'll keep you updated on all that. Coming up in the next segment, we will get you caught up on the draft, but also on some of the transactions that have taken place across the National Hockey League. I know with the Panthers in the midst of that Stanley Cup run, it was maybe easy to glance over some of the things that were taking place elsewhere. So we'll get you caught up. We'll run back through some of the transactions of the last couple of weeks, because there were some notable ones and some that affected Eastern Conference teams that we're going to keep an eye on. So, again, we'll get to that coming up next segment. But we're going to get to some sound bites here. Want to get to a few bites. We have Sergei Bobrovsky in a moment. But first, we will hear from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. And this isn't going to be all we hear from Paul Maurice, but a couple of sound bites from Paul Maurice. This is from post-game after Game 7, after the Panthers won the Stanley Cup. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on responding for Game 7 with that win after three straight losses to Edmonton and how the Panthers kept the focus en route to winning the Cup in Game 7. Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there. We're going to hear more from him later on as we cruise along throughout the draft special here. But last night out at the awards in Vegas, Jameson Olive, who we're going to hear from later on, he caught up with Panthers goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky, who at that point had a few days to digest being a Stanley Cup champion. And, well, the first thing Jameson asked him was how it feels having won the Cup.
Yeah, it's been great, definitely. Emotions are a little bit settled. It's great to be here now, around the one of the best hockey players in the world at this time. So it's a privilege to be here.
What's it mean to be at an event like this? I'm sure you're getting a lot of congratulations from everyone you run into.
Yeah, it's definitely great. It's a great feeling. We made it all the way, and it was a tough run. We went through a lot, and it's definitely we're happy.
Did you have a one kind of moment yet where things really sunk in?
I think especially after the game was over, you know, that first seconds, that was crazy, and the first lift of the cup, that was a special too, like a dream come true, and you just the emotions and everything. It was pretty cool, and I got to remember this for the rest of my life for sure.
And awards tonight, what does it mean to you? Obviously, you've won two Vezina trophies before, but to get back here again so many years after your last win, just the longevity of your career.
Yeah, it's special. It's definitely special for me. It's an honor to be here. You know, as I said, to in around the best hockey players at this time. So, I'm gonna enjoy myself here, and gonna celebrate the finish of the season.
You've been a Vezina nominee at different eras of the NHL. What's it been like for you to kind of see goaltending evolve throughout your career as well?
Yeah, it's also I say that after the on the All-Star game that it's a special moment for me to be like in the new around the new generation. Our new generation goalies, you know, like the best goalies. So and for me, around them, it's a special and it's a honor.
And the party's probably going all summer, but how much are you looking forward to the parade coming up on Sunday?
It's gonna be great for sure. I'm looking forward to share this moment with our fans. They deserve it, and it's gonna be fun. I'm excited for that, and it's gonna be great.
Sergei Bobrovsky, Panthers goaltender right there. Certainly a Conn Smythe worthy performance. Connor McDavid wound up winning the award, but he was outstanding on that playoff run. And Sergei Bobrovsky, two Vezinas, nominated again this year, putting together a Hall of Fame career and adding a Stanley Cup championship to the resume. He is a no-doubter Hall of Famer at this point. Still a lot of runway to go and a lot of good hockey ahead for Sergei Bobrovsky. As we close out hour number one here on the annual draft special, quick reminder, folks, there is a preseason game less than 3 months away. So the page is going to turn pretty quickly. And that's why you can join the wait list for 24-25 nightly suites. Be first in line to select your games and suites next season. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/nightly suites. Call 954-835-PUCK and place your deposit today. You want to get a suite for next season. And if you're not looking for a suite, but you're looking to bring a group out to a game, group deposits for next season are on sale now. Organize your next outing at Amerant Bank Arena. Enjoy VIP experiences at a Panthers game next season. Secure your exclusive fan experience today at FloridaPanthers.com/groups. Big thanks to Billy Lindsay for stopping by in hour number one. Doug Plagans with you. Danny Garcia on the other side of the glass. Coming up next hour, Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press will stop by. Jameson Olive in hour number three from Sphere in Vegas. Coming up next, we'll recap what's going on out at Sphere as far as the NHL draft is concerned, and we'll get you caught up on some of the transactions that have taken place across the National Hockey League over the last couple of weeks. I know with the Panthers on that cup run, might have been easy to look past some of the other things that were going on across the league. Some Eastern Conference foes of the Panthers loading up in some areas, so we will talk about that. Coming up next, hour number one of the books, with you till 10 Eastern, talking Panthers, talking NHL draft, reminiscing on the season that was on the Panthers draft special right here on 560 Sports WQAM.